Isabel Drake hasn't slept in 364 days, not since her two-year-old son Mason vanished from his crib without a trace. For nearly 9,000 hours, she's existed in a hazy state, sustained by a dangerous cocktail of caffeine, eye drops, and ineffective sleeping pills. Standing before 3,000 people at True Crime Con, she introduces herself with the stark truth that has become her identity. "My name is Isabel Drake, and my son, Mason, was kidnapped 1 year ago. His case is still unsolved." The audience hangs on her every word, consuming her tragedy like entertainment, a fact that both disgusts and motivates her. This is her life now, reliving her trauma publicly while privately obsessing over every microscopic detail of Mason's disappearance. She remembers everything about that night, his pale blue dinosaur pajamas, the slight squeak of his bedroom door, the empty silence that greeted her morning check. The baby monitor showed no interference, the security system remained armed, and Mason's favorite stuffed giraffe still lay on his pillow, as if he had simply vanished into thin air. The night Mason disappeared started like any other evening. Isabel put him to bed at 7, following their usual routine: bath time, dinosaur pajamas, and his favorite bedtime story. She made sure his beloved nightlight cast its familiar blue glow across the room, adjusted his covers one last time, and quietly closed his door. At 11, during her final check before bed, Mason was sleeping peacefully. The next morning stretched endlessly as Isabel busied herself with breakfast preparation, assuming Mason was sleeping late. It wasn't until 8 a.m. that mounting anxiety drove her to check his room. 8 crucial hours lost while their son was missing. Before Mason vanished, Isabel had experienced tragedy. Growing up in the Hayworth mansion, her sleepwalking frightened her sister Margaret. One July, Isabel found a disturbing painting in her mother's studio showing a girl in their marsh at night. The next morning, Margaret was missing. Isabel's carpet was wet, and marsh smell lingered. Her father simply stated, "She had an accident." As police arrived, he instructed Isabel to say she'd slept through the night. Though hiding evidence, the wet carpet, mud behind her ear, changed nightgown, Isabel considered this a good lie. Yet she sensed her father wasn't protecting Margaret, but her. These buried anxieties resurfaced when she reviewed Mason's baby monitor recordings. She watched herself standing motionless beside his crib for 2 hours. The next night's footage was worse. She saw herself lifting Mason from his crib, raising the terrifying question of what her sleepwalking self had done with their son. Isabel's relationship with Ben began with lies. After meeting at an oyster roast by the Savannah River and sharing an impulsive kiss, she discovered he was married and her new boss at the Grit newspaper. 3 days after Ben stopped coming to work, Isabel learned his wife Allison had died from suicide or overdose. At the memorial, Ben confessed he most wanted to see her and revealed his troubled marriage to Allison, who had a problem he couldn't handle. Their relationship progressed quickly afterward. Initially, neither wanted children. Ben prioritized his career, while Isabel feared repeating her failure with Margaret. As their marriage grew stale, Isabel secretly stopped her birth control, hoping a baby would bring Ben home and offer redemption. When she discovered her pregnancy, beneath the joy lurked an unexpected stab of regret. The investigation into Mason's disappearance revealed 3 troubling clues: an open window Isabel was sure she'd closed, a single adult shoe print in the mud below, and Mason's mud-soaked stuffed dinosaur found on the marsh banks half a mile away. As weeks passed without leads, Isabel felt crucial memories remained just beyond her reach, complicated by her history of deep sleeping and childhood sleepwalking. When true crime podcaster Waylon Spencer moves into her guest room to help, their relationship deteriorates after Isabel uncovers his deceptions. She discovers he had Mason's case file all along, kept surveillance-like photos of her throughout her life, and had been researching Margaret's 1999 drowning. When confronted, Waylon reveals his actual belief: there was no intruder. Despite promising to help find Mason, he believes Isabel killed her own son. Desperate for answers, Isabel visits Ben at his expensive downtown condo, now shared with Valerie, a therapist who resembles Isabel. While she's remained trapped in grief, Ben has found someone to help him heal. Realizing she needs to investigate Margaret's death rather than Mason's disappearance, Isabel drives to her childhood home in Beaufort to confront her parents. There, Isabel discovers her mother's painting showing three figures walking into the water, contradicting her memory of a girl in a nightgown. The truth emerges. Suffering from untreated postpartum psychosis after losing another daughter, Eloise, her mother led both girls to the marsh. "I was sick, Isabel. Very, very sick." She had previously attempted to harm them by leaving gas on overnight. That night, she beckoned Margaret into the water and tried to take Isabel too, but her father arrived in time to save only Isabel before orchestrating a cover-up. Just as Isabel begins to believe she might be innocent, Waylon Spencer Allison's brother reveals he's investigating because "I know Ben killed her." He discloses that Allison was 8 weeks pregnant when she died, a fact Ben concealed throughout their marriage. This forces Isabel to recognize Ben's seemingly passive demeanor as calculated manipulation. While visiting Valerie's home, Isabel discovers a photo album showing Ben and Valerie together at their lake house 2 years prior when Mason was just 6 months old. The devastating truth emerges. Ben had been bringing Valerie to their home while Isabel worked. Soon, Mason, nearly three, would innocently mention the other woman to his mother. Valerie took him to protect their secret. When confronted, Valerie's demeanor transforms from practiced warmth to glacial detachment. Looking directly at Isabel, she states coldly, "Some people just aren't fit to be mothers." Their confrontation turns violent, sending them crashing through the glass coffee table. 2 days after Valerie's death, investigators link her to Abigail Fisher, a woman who left Valerie's grief counseling group after Mason's disappearance and appeared on Isabel's True Crime Con list. They trace an online comment, "He's in a better place," to Abigail, revealing that Valerie had convinced the childless grieving woman that Mason deserved a better mother. After a year apart, Mason finally returns to Isabel. Ben is imprisoned for Valerie's murder, with his ring found beneath her couch and his DNA under her fingernails. What authorities don't know is that Isabel killed Valerie and planted the evidence, knowing police would readily accept the married man and mistress narrative. Isabel reflects on how our lives become stories we tell ourselves until we believe them. She finally finds peace, realizing she wasn't responsible for Margaret's or Mason's fate. By confronting her past and uncovering the truth, Isabel breaks her family's cycle of trauma, finding not just her son, but herself, the self lost in guilt and grief.